Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. Some of the many services we offer include nursing and social work services. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Okay, welcome back to Project Independence and You at Senior Talk Radio, WCWP.org. Wow, this is a fascinating topic, and I just want to get right back into it, Anne, because I don't want to waste any time. Dr. Levy, we were talking about how hypnosis is helpful for pain management, for stress, for anxiety. In other countries, perhaps people are using this for procedures without anesthesia. People are putting down the pills or, you know, have that ability to do that. It does seem that it's not out there as much. You know, it took a while before things like yoga, you know, picked up. Now everyone's doing yoga. You know, everyone gets it. Everybody is interested in meditation. Everybody is taking those approaches to kind of self-healing. And I think this is just another part of that process, but getting it out there that it's not some kind of stage act, that this is a clinical hypnosis that we're talking about. So how do you do it? How does somebody get, is it hypnotized? I mean, how does somebody, you know, how is somebody put in that state? How are the suggestions made? How does the process work?
Okay, let me pause it initially. That clinical hypnosis is an altered state of consciousness. You're not unconscious. You're conscious. And you have somebody who's speaking with you that's trained to speak with you in a certain tone, knows when to pause, and knows the words to use to tap your unconscious. You're helped to relax. And you're helped to eliminate all external stimuli, any sights and sounds, any visual, everything. You just become focused on that voice, which is fascinating. Again, it's an altered state of consciousness. That's what clinical hypnosis is. Can anybody be hypnotized? Certain severe pathologies, only severe pathologies. One would have a difficult time no matter how trained they are. However, you can get into a schizophrenic mind as well and help them go into a relaxed state once you get into their mind. I can hypnotize, and this will surprise you, my dog. So in my experience in the last 35 years, everyone can be hypnotized. Then we ask the question about depth. How deep can each person go? Each person goes into their own individual initial state, trance state. From there, the trained clinical hypnotherapist can bring them down deeper and deeper into that state. However, many, many issues such as panic attacks and anxiety and pain, chronic pain, you don't need a deep trance state. There are five trance stages. The first is hypnoidal, light, medium, deep. Somnambule is the deepest state, and that is when you can be operated on, and I've seen it. You can be operated on and be someplace else and wake up, feel great. Oh, a matter of fact, we have a surgeon that worked after the Hurricane Katrina down in New Orleans, and his name is Dabney Ewing, and he worked with the burn victims. And what he found is he could work with them where they had to have the debridement and have their skin removed without pain. He helped them. And what he also found is by using clinical hypnosis, his patients healed faster. I have found that as well. My patients heal faster when I use clinical hypnosis. And I found the miracles that we've had with us for so many years, and all we need is the people to be trained. So then we get down to how can I help you right now? How I can help you right now is the holidays are coming up, and there's stress for many of us, whether it's cooking for the holiday or family issues, and goodness knows what we have, or we're going into the holidays with all kinds of physical aches and pains. And I can help you by trying to explain what we do, what the process is that we use with our patients. Each one of us is trained, and there are hundreds of inductions that we can use. It depends on the patient that's sitting in front of us and the expertise of the practitioner that's before the patient as to what particular induction you're going to use. But for me to help you at this particular point, I use one particular technique. Again, I do not intend to hypnotize you. Absolutely not.
Our listeners, you mean?
Your listeners.
Yeah, so she's just
I'm going to work with everybody here, but I'm not going to work with you right now.
If you do get, you know, hypnotized, you can send your money order to...
You're going to get a little relaxed, that's all. And this is something that I would teach my patients when they walk into the office initially. And it's not putting you in a trance state. It's just helping you to relax and to focus. That's what I would need.
And this can I just for a second?
Certainly.
Is this considered a form of holistic medicine?
Yes. 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 This is the form of medicine like Qigong that they use in the hospital. So it's physical. You go to in China, and that's the first thing they do in your waiting room. You're doing Qigong. So here, wish we were doing hypnosis in our waiting rooms to help our patients as well. They'll do some physical work there, and we should be doing some mind work here.
Do you have people in the society who also do acupuncture?
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. You know, it's interesting. We have them who do acupuncture, but not many, although we have had a few that I have trained in the last couple of years use hypnosis, unfortunately. But acupuncture with moxibustion is also another form. You use moxibustion. That's using mugwort. It's heated in between the meridian points. That's something that when you go to a really good acupuncturist, pain is created. Again, with an inflammation, and you want to reduce the inflammation. So the acupuncture opens up the meridian points, lets the oxygen flow, and then they can actually use mugwort. And it's called moxibustion, and then they can heat that into your skin in between. You don't burn in between the meridian points. Someone like myself has to be familiar with what the different approaches are in pain management, and that's one that I would also suggest to my patients. Again, acupuncture with moxibustion, but that's another conversation. That's not my expertise. That's something I'm very familiar with because I have to be. My expertise is clinical hypnosis that I work with, anxiety and pain management. So let me just get back to it very quickly as to what you can do. And you can practice this on a daily basis. And what I tell my patients to do is to take 3 deep breaths. Now, there's all kinds of deep breaths that we can take, but we want relaxing deep breaths. So you have to know what you're doing. So we do the deep breath, and I'm going to just 3 of them, and I have them count 3, 2, 4. 3 on the inhalation through your nose. You hold it to the count of 2. 4 on the exhalation through your mouth. And you can blow it out and hear yourself. Exhale. The longer the exhalation, the more relaxed you can feel. This is proven. And it's interesting. Andrew Weil even uses this in his spa out in Arizona, Dr. Weil. And he's perfected it. So it's a 3-2-4 breath, and you can sometimes make it a longer one. Breathing in through your nose, holding it, and a full exhalation through your mouth 3 times, and then just sit there. and you'll feel a difference. You'll feel an immediate difference because you'll be concentrating, and I'm telling you what you're doing. You're concentrating on something. Nothing else but the breathing. You're concentrating on breathing it in through your nose, holding it, and out. You're concentrating on 3, 2, 4. And then all the external stimuli is gone. Anything that you thought of right before you take those 3 breaths, you're not going to be able to remember. You're just going to be relaxed. And it's an immediate way to calm you down. Now, I didn't hypnotize you. I just gave you a technique to relax you and to take you away from any stressful thoughts that you may have at a particular time. But if you practice this, just 3 breaths in through your nose, out through your mouth, 2 or 3 times a day, not when you're stressed, just 2 or 3 times a day, you will find that when you do have any anxiety, all of a sudden the breathing is going to take over. Because you're putting a cog in your wheel of thinking. You are changing the neurotransmitters in your brain when you do something like this. And it's fascinating. Yes?
So just to follow up on the guest that we had before in our discussion on Thanksgiving, would I want to use this technique when I'm sitting at the table and the urge is to dive into all those calories and to slow myself down using what you just said?
Yes, that's interesting. I, with my weight patients, I do that. That's one of the first things they're going to be doing. I will be giving them different imagery in a altered state of consciousness. I'll be giving them different suggestions as to, while they're taking those breaths, different thoughts are going to be entering their mind. But if you're just practicing it as I just suggested it, it will have an immediate you'll have an immediate response. Again, forgetting the urge. That's what you want. The urge is grab, eat.
I teach yoga. And before my class, we always ground down. We sit. We do exactly the breath that you were talking about. We exhale to release. We get everybody to accept everybody else's energy in the room. And then we release it through breath. And everybody, and you know, when I tell them to release, it's everything. It's stress, it's tension, wherever you're holding it in, and just let go, so that you can have a calming class. Because if I'm teaching a class at 6 o'clock at night, I have people rushing there in traffic. Mm-hmm. They're coming with, you know, a full day of work, rushing to change, mm-hmm. to get on the room to take a yoga class. I mean, it's very mm-hmm. hard to kind of. So I use that technique, and then it does ground people down, and then they're
Absolutely.
Able to all of a sudden embrace the yoga and, you know, complete the class. But enough about me. We have like about 40 seconds.
But
thank
I
you
will tell
so
you,
much.
I do use, well, that's the first question I ask if they take yoga.
That's
because
good.
Then it depends on how.
I'll give you my card. No, that's another
it.
Thing. We're going to actually be back with Old Time Radio, the Lone Ranger. But I want to thank you so much for coming. Of course, time went so fast. Did it go fast? Has it been a half an hour already? It's just amazing. But thank you so much. We'll definitely mention any phone numbers or websites during Talk of the Town a little bit later, and I'm sure we'll be having you back. Thank you so much for coming here today.
Oh, thank you so much. I am so happy to get the word out this way.
Great.
Thank you.